We need to act like the Father. We need to act like the Son, which means that we have to totally understand that we can create things by speaking into the glory, okay? That means that we need, though, the glory down here on earth, right? Can the glory come here to earth? Is that possible? Well, in Matthew 6, Jesus actually instructed us to pray that all the things that were in heaven would come to earth. Remember what he said? Pray therefore like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus instructed us to pray every day that the things of heaven would come here to earth. And that includes what? Everything that's in heaven, including the glory, right? Okay, so how do we get the glory cloud to come down here to earth? Okay, I'm taking you through the steps on how you can do it. So pay attention to the order in which we're talking about these things. The scripture says that the glory will descend from the heavenly realms to the earth when the heavens are open. Okay, remember the story in Matthew 3 where Jesus is getting baptized? It says that Jesus went down under the water, right? John was baptizing him. And when he came up out of the water, quote, behold, the heavens were open and the Spirit of God, or the glory, descended. You see, in the heavens, there's doors, there's gates, there's windows that when we learn how to open them, give us access to the heavenly realms and everything that's in heaven. Okay? It's just like the door to this meeting. If you want to access this meeting, you got to get in the door. Okay? It's just like that. Remember what happened to Jacob when he saw the open heaven in Bethel? In Genesis 28, he said he saw angels, right, ascending and descending on the ladder. He said this, he said, wow, surely this is the house of God, the gateway to heaven. He had a recognition that a gate had opened that was between the heavens and the earth, and it was allowing the things of heaven, angels, to ascend and descend back and forth between heaven and earth, okay? Remember what John said when he got taken up into heaven and he saw the Lord. He said, behold, a door opened to heaven. He recognized, too, that the way he was able to access the heavens was because there was a door opened. Remember what God said to us in Malachi, that when we give our tithes, he will, quote, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so big we will not be able to contain it. There are doors, there are windows, there are gates, literal gates and doors in the invisible realm that when we learn how to open them will give us access to the things of heaven, including the glory. And that open heaven will cause the glory to be able to descend here on earth. Now, in the Bible, we see Jesus using an open heaven to do everything from healing people to creating provisions. Okay, I'm just going to give you one example. Do you remember the story in Mark 7 about the man who was born deaf and dumb? Remember him? Okay, how did Jesus heal that man? Well, the scripture says that one of the tools, boy, I could preach on this scripture all day, but one of the tools he used was an open heaven and the glory cloud. I want you to listen to the scripture. It says this, verse 31, soon after this, Jesus, coming back from the region of Tyre, passed through Sidon and the Sea of Galilee, through the region of the Decapolis, and they brought to him a man who was deaf and had difficulty in speaking, and they begged Jesus to place his hand upon him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he thrust his fingers into the man's ears, spat, and touched his tongue. And then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, Ephratha, which means be opened. And his ears were open, his tongue was loose, and he began to speak distinctly as he should. Okay, so the first thing Jesus does is thrust his fingers in the man's ears, right? Then he spits on his tongue, right? And then what does he do? The scripture says that he, quote, looked up to heaven and said, be opened. Now, I bet you most of us, when we've read that scripture our whole lives, we thought he was commanding the man's ears and his tongue to be opened, and he was. But what he was first doing was he was commanding the heavens to be opened so that the glory could fall. And then what happened was this, that same word he just spoke, be opened, was loosed into that cloud and created that man's healing. It was just like when God said, let there be light, into the cloud, and there was light. You see that? Jesus used the open heaven and the glory cloud and speaking into the cloud to cause the healing to happen. Amen? Whew, when I was in Oklahoma teaching about that, there was a man here with a deaf right ear, and I did the same thing Jesus did, stuck my fingers in his ears. I skipped the spitting on his tongue thing because he wasn't... I would have, though, if he was... Don't think I wouldn't, no... But he wasn't dumb, so I didn't need his mouth to be healed. And I'm sure he was glad. But I stuck my fingers in the man's ears, and then I looked up to heaven. I commanded it to be opened. And then I took my fingers out of his ears, and I snapped on his ears, and it was so adorable. He looked at me, and he went, "It works. It really works." He was so amazed by that. It was so cool. Oh, Jesus, you're so cool. I remember one day I was worshiping in my house, worshiping the Lord, and I'm worshiping away, and all of a sudden I realized that I'm like digging a hole in my leg. I was itching my leg, and I'm going, "What's going on?" So I went in the bathroom, and I looked, and I had about an inch wide circle of melanoma on my legs, and I knew it's melanoma because I've had it before. So I went back in, and I put my hand on it, and I start praying, and I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel any unction or anything happen, right? I'm just praying, and I didn't feel any movement, but like 2 days later, there was a major, major glory invasion in my room. Probably one of the most powerful encounters of glory that I've ever had, where I was literally like burning, like feeling like I had a sunburn from laying out in like blazing sun for like 4 or 5 hours. And the glory was so kabod and heavy, because that's what the word glory means. It means kabod, or which means heavy. It had pinned me down to my bed. My husband was coming in trying to talk to me. I'm so drunk. I'm going, "What is it, baby?" You know, and I'm just like wiped out in the glory, right? Totally overcome. And I'm sitting there. I remember that, whoa, I need to start creating things in the glory. So I started speaking out all these different requests. And then I go, "I'm going to kill that thing on my leg." So I go, "You'll die in the name of Jesus." I'm all drunk commanding it to die. "Die in Jesus' name." Well, 3 days later, that thing dried up and shriveled up. And I just took my finger and went, ping. And it flew off my leg like a dried up booger or something. It was so cool. Isn't that cool? Whoa. I love the glory. It has the power to create. A power to create. We need to learn how to operate in an open heaven so that we can have the glory cloud. So that we can have the ability or the power to create things, including finances. Okay? Including finances. How do we open the heavens in order to get the cloud? Well, one of the ways is through our thanksgiving and praise. What does the scripture says? That we, in Psalm 100, that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Remember, there's those gates and doors and windows, right, in the supernatural realm. Well, one of the ways you open them is through your thanksgiving. We enter into the gates with thanksgiving. Then it says, and into his courts with praise. What's in the court? The glory, right? So we open the gate with our thanksgiving. We enter into where the glory is with our praise. And what does the scripture say about our praise? That God inhabits his presence, or his what? Glory inhabits our praises. So we can use our thanksgiving and praise to get the glory to descend here on earth. Okay, now what does all this have to do with finances? Because this is a financial conference, amen? Listen to me carefully. I'm going to tell you exactly how Jesus created provisions by the use of the open heaven, the glory cloud, and the spoken word. Okay? Jesus used thanksgiving and praise to open the heavens so he could multiply the bread and the fish. Listen to me. I'm telling you the mechanics of how you can create kingdom wealth, and this really works because I've done it. And I've experienced the truth of this scripture working. Okay, listen to the story from Luke 9. Jesus is speaking to a crowd of 5,000 people in a rather uninhabited, barren location in the country. It's getting late, and the people are getting hungry, right? The only food that they have are 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But for Jesus, that is not a problem. Why? Because Jesus knew how God the Father created the entire universe and everything in it. Through the presence and the glory and the spoken word, right? Okay, so I want you to listen from the amplified version of how Jesus caused the bread and the fish to multiply. Starts in verse 16, and it says this. And Jesus, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and, praising God, gave thanks. And asked him to bless them to their use. He broke them and gave them to the disciples to place before the multitude. Okay, there's only 5 loaves of bread to feed 5,000 people, right? Jesus knew that he needed the power to create more bread. So what is the first thing he does? Scripture says that he, quote, looked up to heaven. What's he doing? He knows that he needs to have the heavens open so the glory cloud can fall, so he can then speak into the cloud and create more bread. See that? So the scripture says Jesus looks up to heaven, and then the next thing he does is he says, it's the scripture says that he, praising God, gave thanks. What's he doing? He's doing Psalm 100. We into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. He looked up to heaven, started praising God and giving thanks, and he used his praise and his thanksgiving to open the gate and for the glory to fall and inhabit his praise, for God's glory or his presence to inhabit his praise. He was causing the glory to descend. Amen? Then what does he do? Then what does he do? Then the scripture says the very next thing that he did was this. Then he asked God to bless the bread to their use. What is he doing? He's speaking a blessing over the bread. When the heavens opened up and the glory cloud descended, he literally took those little bitty breads and he lifted them up to the cloud and he spoke a blessing over the bread into the cloud. Just like God said, bam, let there be light, into the cloud, and it created light. Jesus spoke the blessing over the bread into the cloud, and bang, multiplication started happening. Do you get it? Whew. I take it from you, girl. All right. Paulette Reed is here. Everybody give Paulette her hand. She's an awesome woman of God. XP Women. Go and see an XP Women conference. You will be blessed. Wow. We're honored to have you here. Wow. He spoke a blessing into the bread. You know what the word blessing means in Hebrew? It means to prosper. He was literally commanding the bread. He was holding the bread like this. I wouldn't be surprised if he was going like this. Prosper! Just speaking that word, prosper, into the cloud of the bread, causing it to multiply. And it did. This stuff works. When we first got the revelation of this, the ministry, it was last year, was in $21,000 worth of debt. And all the ministry team decided to go on a three-week-long fast. During this fast, the Lord gave me this download. So I decided, I want to see if it works. Amen? So I took the $3,000 that we did have to pay on that debt, and I went in and I pressed in for the tangible manifestation of the glory. And I'm going to tell you how to do that at the end of this session. So I pressed in for the tangible manifestation of the glory cloud. I kept on worshiping God. I was using my thanksgiving to enter into the gate and my praise to get in the court so I could get the heavens to open and the glory to fall so I could have the creative power of the cloud and command my 3,000 bucks to multiply. So I pressed and I pressed and I focused and I focused until I felt a tangible manifestation of God's glory. The atmosphere changed. The air got heavier. My mind got clearer. I felt the burning sensation of the glory on my skin. And I knew God's glory had arrived. And I began to do what God did when he created the world. Let there be light. He spoke into the cloud. I began to do what Jesus did when he commanded the bread to multiply. He spoke a blessing over the bread into the presence of the cloud. And I began to command that bread that I had, because I had $3,000 in bread, and I began to command it to multiply in the presence of the glory, and then I broke it, just like Jesus did, and I put $1,500 on one credit card debt and $1,500 on another. The day after we ended the 21-day fast, we received a check for $21,000. I remember when we got that check. You know what I did? The Holy Spirit hit me as soon as I saw that check, and I started going like this. I went, it works! It works! What was happening? I was having a testimony inside of me of the strategy working, the strategy that God had given me, that it was the truth, that it was real, that it could really work for us, that this was a supernatural tool that God had given us to cause finances to be created in our lives. Whoa! Praise God. Amen.